For a meaningful life, what you do every day matters. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jamie Kaczynskis, assistant professor of sociology at Hamilton College, discusses when people find sacred moments during their daily routine.
Where and when do people have sacred and meaningful experiences? To find out, in contrast to using one-time surveys or psychological experiments in the lab, we studied sacred and meaningful experiences where they happened in the world in the course of people's everyday lives. Using smartphones, we sent people surveys twice a day at various times over a two-week period. When they received the survey, we asked if they experienced an awareness of God or whatever was holy to them at this moment, or if their lives felt meaningful right now. Through this in-the-moment data, we found that, contrary to popular beliefs that spiritual experiences arise in isolation and are special and rare, both sacred and meaningful experiences occurred pretty frequently. For a lot of people, this is good news. Special, sacred, and meaningful moments tend to occur in the midst of people's daily activities rather than when they are alone, at rest, or engaged in leisurely tech-based entertainment like video games. We also found religion seems to work, supporting testimonials of religious people across the ages. People who pray, worship, and meditate experience the sacred in the moment and over time a great deal more than others. These sacred experiences then prolong a sense of meaningfulness in people's lives rather than the reverse. In short, our study suggests that if you want to have sacred, transcendent experiences or a meaningful life, what you do matters. Doing certain activities, like religious and spiritual practices, and avoiding others, like playing video games or lazing away your days, will increase your odds of having sacred, meaningful experiences.
That was Jamie Kaczynskis of Hamilton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.